Fairpoint Internet customers in northern New England are paying more for their service. As VPR Steve Zinn reports, the company has added a fee to the price of its internet packages, something critics say is an all-too-common practice among internet service providers.
Fairpoint calls it a broadband cost recovery fee and says the added monthly charge of $2.97 is necessary to keep up with customers' increasing use of bandwidth as they access and stream content on computers, smartphones, and tablets. Angeline Beaudry is a Fairpoint spokeswoman.
Broadband cost recovery fee is to help defray the cost associated with expanding network capacity. In a consumer's home, for example, they may have started off with a laptop, but then consumers will continue to add more devices.
Beaudry says Fairpoint's internet customers were alerted to the fee last month, and it shows up on their bills for the first time this month. Fairpoint is not alone among internet service providers levying additional fees, and critics say they're essentially rate increases by another name. Carl Bode is editor of the online industry publication DSL Reports. In an email, he said these misleading fees are all too common. And Bode says the fees are often hidden and used by companies to raise prices above what they advertise. Beaudry of Fairpoint says the company has been upfront about the fee, and it's marked clearly on customer bills.
It's not a hidden charge, and that's why we've notified our customers well in advance. We've been very transparent about it.
Fairpoint doesn't generally advertise what it charges for internet, but in one current online promotion, the company is advertising internet service for $16.99 per month. That price doesn't include the fee, which would increase the cost by 17%. The fine print lower on the page says additional charges apply. Two calls to customer service representatives yielded mixed results. One representative quoted prices that included the fee, another did not. The Public Service Department says it's received half a dozen complaints so far about the added charge. The Federal Communications Commission has suggested a set of guidelines for internet service providers that would provide consumers with clear information on pricing, data allowances, and speeds. But those guidelines are voluntary. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.